If anyone hasn't seen Rocky III, but when Apollo's training Rocky to be prepared to defeat Clubber Lang, Rocky's, hey, well, there's tomorrow. There is tomorrow. No, there is no tomorrow. What you do today will have such an impact on your tomorrow. And there is no tomorrow. And I remind myself of that every day. And what gets measured gets managed.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I wanted to wish everyone a happy new year. Thank you for listening to this show and sharing with others that you look up to and your friends and peers. And I crave every week for this to make a big difference for people, some nugget, something I can say that can help potentially you take the next step or make it a change that can improve your financial situation and quality of life. That's why I do this once a week. That's why I love doing the podcast and continue to do the show. And look forward to 2022. Now, I'm not into new year resolutions. However, what gets measured gets managed. I like to reflect back on the year. I like to look at my books. I like to look at P&L for my companies. I like to look at profit and losses on how my family has brought in money and spent it as well. And so maybe that's a sickness, but I do think what gets measured gets managed. How pedantic you want to get on, it's up to you. But I think it's helpful. And I like to reflect for me personally on what I've done right and things I need to improve upon. It's interesting, stock market was on a tear this year. The world keeps turning. Obviously, we've got some hiccups. I'm also very optimistic for 2022. That'll be more and more sanity, more and more leadership for these different countries. More leadership, less politicians. More leaders, less politicians. And with the right leadership across the world and improved leadership, I think that the next years could be phenomenal in so many ways. Now, what's good for Main Street's not necessarily what's good for Wall Street, and vice versa. What's good for Wall Street's not necessarily good for Main Street. And although I think the world will turn even better next year, who knows what the stock market's going to do? Who knows what the real estate markets are going to do? I think, obviously, my bias, I think I've been really clear, is I'm very defense-focused. I think it's great to be prepared and open to the opportunities of what will be presented. We could have another phenomenal year in the stock market. We could have another phenomenal year in real estate, growing at absolute incredible rates. And it might go the other direction. We could have a strong correction in the stock market. We could have some pain in real estate. And as long as we're positioned to take advantage and we're prepared and we can keep playing in this game, right? This financial game, stay in the game, understanding that there will be corrections. There are going to be things thrown our way in 22 that we did not expect, but being prepared for it and have a defense focus and open and chasing after, in a strategic way, great rates of return. Now, I was going to talk about goal-based planning versus cash flow planning. However, I'm going to save that for next episode or the episode after that. For me, I like establishing some simple goals for the year and big ones. Hey, how much would we like to have in retirement? Well, who knows how much, right? This is where goal-based planning can be very limited, but I think it's nice to create a few goals for the year, thinking 3 years out as well, and then thinking 50 years out. Some big, simple goals, not too analytical. That's why cash flow, I think, strategies is by far more important, because we can create principles and rules around those. And having an abundance type focus, who knows what possibilities will present themselves and opportunities. And so we're not limited in our thinking. And I'll talk more about that soon in the next episode. I just want to do a short episode today, wishing everyone Happy New Year's and good time to reflect, just share a little bit of things I think about. It's not to talk about me, but it's to share with my experiences for 2021. Maybe it'll be helpful for help you reflect on things. And I like starting with what have I done right? It's very easy for us to be hard on ourselves and spend too much emphasis on what we've done wrong or what we could improve on, where sometimes I think it's very helpful to focus on what we've accomplished. Now, for me personally, health-wise, that was a big thing for me. And my gosh, I think end of February, I was at 210, and right before Christmas, down to 183. And a little bit sidelined. I had a goal, I think, about 175 for me personally, to lose the blubber so I can move better, feel better, be more important, have a higher quality of life, and be around for my little guy for a long time. And so a shoulder surgery kind of slowed that down a little bit. But that goal didn't necessarily hit that goal of a body weight, but focusing on the daily activities, like what do I need to do? What kind of mentorship? And I subscribed with a company to help keep that mentorship that I reported in on a daily, weekly, monthly basis on how I was doing the program, watching food intake, measuring it to a certain extent, nothing crazy with tablespoons or measuring cups, but just being cognizant and watching what I was eating for a month or so, observing it and observing, more importantly, how I felt, and then just changing habits on a daily basis and definitely eating that frog first. I cannot remember who came up with that, but I have found for me, I'm way more disciplined in the morning than late at night. And so the biggest thing discipline-wise was for me to get out of the way first, have my cup or two of coffee, and then get the weight training and the routine Monday through Friday, aerobics, weight training, stretching, et cetera, get it done and conquer that, and then everything's downhill. Then go to work and do what I enjoy. Now, of course, with work, there's a lot of paperwork and regulatory things you have to do that you don't enjoy. But that was just one great example. It didn't hit the goal, but sure happy what was accomplished. And so I think it's important to hit on a few simple goals of what we want to accomplish for the year, and then focus really on the habits and what do we need to do to take that next step to get there. That's on a health thing now. And then not overanalyze it, just do it. Or stop it. Stop doing what you shouldn't be doing. And I'll have a fun link on this that was shared with me going to a financial symposium this summer, which I'll talk about in a second. Now, on the financial stamp, same thing. What have you done right? What gets measured gets managed. And however you do that, just find something that works for you. And if you haven't found something that works for you, what's been very helpful for me is not necessarily focusing on the past, but just focusing on what, not necessarily know how to get there, but just dream and picture when you're not distracted, what would be the financial lifestyle that you want? What would be the perfect year, perfect month, perfect week, perfect day? Just what do you want to accomplish? And don't criticize or create these mental hurdles of what would stay in that way. Just visualize what you want. And it sounds so pie, it sounds so silly or cloud to cloud. It really can be profound. My best ideas come when I'm relaxing, whether I'm out on the water at Lake Tahoe or I'm skiing or hiking or doing something, just relaxing in the hot tub, but or training, working out uninterrupted. Just daydream, open to the possibilities of what could be out there for you and what you envision for a lifestyle, quality of life, and then your finances. What would you like to see? And then focus, what kind of goal, it's a dream with a deadline that you want to accomplish. And I do like breaking things down a little bit with needs and wants. We hit all our needs and the need is you have to pay your mortgage, you have to pay your taxes, et cetera, or bad things happen. And wants is identify all your wants and then pick the top three, hit those first. You might not get everything you want that year, but you sure can hit a lot of them. But do it in like a cash flow type focus, which that next episode or two down the road, I'll really get into. But then honoring those cash flow rules. If I don't have the amount I need, investments, savings, liquidity, bank of sources, those fundings all come first. Matter of fact, on the savings investment strategy, that's first before my mortgage. The green machine is paid before the mortgage. You know, how you see it in my budget, that flows first and then we live off the rest. Those are very simple cash flow, simple. A test is easy once you know the answers. Took me a long time with mentorship to come up with these simple rules that have such big impact and then putting them into habit and automating it. But anyway, I'm rambling. But hopefully some of these nuggets are helpful. They've been very helpful for me. But I think it's just fun. This weekend, my wife and I always talk about, what do you want? And it's like, what do we want? What do I want? And we'll lay it out, not try to criticize the ideas throwing out, just let them come out and write them down. And then using the critical mind and thinking and deductive reasoning and planning and strategies, okay, how can we hit these top ones? Put it down, write it down, and then hold each other accountable. Your spouse is your ultimate business partner. My wife, she's an awesome mom, and she's also my business partner. And sharing these dreams and strategies so that we are open to having the best life possible. Will we hit all our goals? Probably not, but we might hit a few, we might exceed a few, but then breaking it down, what do we need to do to hold each other accountable and track things on a monthly, weekly, daily, not track it, but that's more my expertise, but at least being in the game plan together of how we're going to accomplish that and hold each other accountable. And so that can be a health thing. It's a great time to focus on health and wealth. Health, what do you want to accomplish there? Financial, what do you want to accomplish there? What do you want to improve there? Well, what do you envision for 2022? It's a great time to reflect on, I would say, probably relaxing day near before the machine starts up again in 2022 for work and family obligations and commitments. And so anyway, that was my Happy New Year monologue. Just want to talk a little bit about that. Goals for I want for this show next year is I definitely want more guests. I love the conversation. I love getting to hear what other people are doing and seeing things through their eyes, areas that I might not see or be blind to. Definitely have that goal over this first quarter to have a lot more guests on the show. I definitely have a goal finally that has been broken over and over again in the last several months to have my special announcement. It's almost there of what the show will be about for 2022. And then on the health thing, it's gone from a body fat thing for me personally to now I might be monthly, but want to start focusing on blood panels, things that for me, like I did what I had to do for 2021. Now I want to see if I can take it to a new level and start creating some type of process. Where, hey, how do I monitor my blood panel better? What do I need to look for? What are precursors to look for? Start really getting into the minutia there, which I've never done in my life, so that I have a higher quality of life down the road. And I love Rocky III, right? There is no tomorrow. And when Rocky was preparing Apollo's training, if anyone hasn't seen Rocky III, but when Apollo's training Rocky to be prepared to defeat Clubber Lang, Rocky's, hey, well, there's tomorrow. There is tomorrow. No, there is no tomorrow. What you do today will have such an impact on your tomorrow. And there is no tomorrow. And I remind myself of that every day. And what gets measured gets managed. I put in a scale in my bathroom, a brand new scale that I like, and stepping on it every day to hold me accountable. Not that the scale on a daily basis is really that big of a deal. It's just the keeping me cognizant of where I'm at and what my goals are. And thing on the finance side too, it's really fun. A lot of the fancy software I have at my investment advisory firm for my clients that'll be really implemented going to 2022. I can't wait to share with them is that it automatically manages and watches the cash flow and budgets for families so they don't have to be near as accountant like I am for my family on a personal level. But yeah, goals for the show. Yeah, more guests, more listeners, more people that these ideas can be shared with so I can make a difference for everyone listening. And then I think that's it. There's some other fun stuff, but I'll share it down the road. I was just trying to throw out some ideas, things to think about for New Year's. Now, I was at a financial symposium in Salt Lake City, a very intimate gathering this year. I think COVID had a huge impact on that, of course. But getting to see advisors and mentors to me that I really admire of what they've accomplished and also willing to go through the pain of learning what I do wrong. It's not that I like, I always want to improve for me, my family, for this show, listeners of the show. I just constantly want to keep sharpening that saw. I've never arrived. I think complacency is dangerous. I'm just open to what we can accomplish. And mentors were telling me, if there's areas that you're doing wrong, stop doing it. Stop it. And so I kept being yelled at to stop it. And I can't remember exactly what it was about, but I was just told, stop it. And so they brought up a great video with Bob Newhart, and I think it's a great skit. It's about 6 minutes long. I'll share it with the YouTube link with Bob Newhart saying, stop it. And so I think it's good to reflect. There's areas that you think that you need to stop doing, stop it. And that can have a huge impact. Focus on something else. Focus on a new habit to replace what you need to stop doing. And so that's, I've always found for me, for hitting goals, exceeding goals, maybe falling short of a goal, that by focusing on habits and replacing a bad habit with a good one helps me stop it. I hope everyone has a happy New Year's. I'm excited about 2022. And anyone ever wants to reach out via email or give me a call, you have questions, I can help you take the next step, point you in the right direction. Please don't hesitate. That's why I do this show. And thank you all for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast. I wish you a happy New Year's, and I look forward to next year. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.